She has cast her ballot in advance voting for general elections. This while the Southeast Asian country is experiencing a surge in coronavirus infections. Suu Kyi, whose title is state counselor and the country's president, both wore masks and gloves as they voted in Myanmar's capital. Measures are being taken to ensure social distancing at the polls on election day, which is November 8th. Tens of thousands of citizens living abroad have already cast their ballots. The Election Commission has canceled voting in parts of the country which are troubled by unrest, saying free and fair voting could not be guaranteed. This has brought criticism from the UN, which says the political participation of minority groups could be hindered. Tanzania's main opposition presidential candidate Thursday declared he would not recognize the election result as key seats fell to the ruling party in a vote he described as riddled with problems, including ballot box stuffing and voter intimidation. Counting was taking place across Tanzania and its semi-autonomous archipelago Zanzibar, which also elects its own president and lawmakers. Early results showed the opposition losing seats in some traditional strongholds. Tanzania's Elections Commission said partial results showed the incumbent president well ahead with more than 80% of the vote. His political party has been in power since Tanzania's independence in 1961. Tanzania's elections, both on the mainland and on Zanzibar, took place largely without external monitors. Many international media could not gain accreditation to cover voting on the mainland, and major social media networks were blocked. And the U.S. State Department on Thursday condemned China's arrest of a teenage pro-democracy activist in Hong Kong as reprehensible. This is VOA News. Outrage in Europe over the killing of three more people in